Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast, a Colts podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, and Colts fans, Anthony Richardson is officially ruled out against the Baltimore Ravens, which isn't too big of a shock if you've been paying close attention. Obviously, Richardson is our young, hopefully franchise quarterback, so rushing him back from a concussion just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, especially if, you know, if he did get cleared today with no practice time, a young rookie quarterback, it just might have spelled disaster for the team. So totally makes sense. But regardless, Richardson or not, there's still going to be a game played on Sunday, and it's going to be a big one. Gardner Minshew's coming in, and he's going to have to fill in for Anthony Richardson. Ryan Kelly also out. So we're going to be missing two key people on that offense. But I still think Gardner Minshew can quite possibly lead the Colts to an upset win over the Baltimore Ravens. I know it's a long shot, but looking at this game, I really wrote down three big points on how the Colts can win this game. And it starts with Baltimore and them being injured as well. Their injury report's as long as a CVS receipt, honestly. You look at it, and Ronnie Stanley's nicked up, Odell Beckham's nicked up, Justice Hill. So it's not like we're the only nicked up football team going into this game. Additionally, Baltimore likes to run the football. They're a running team. I know Lamar Jackson can make dynamic throws through the air, but at their core, they run the rock. And our run defense, when allowing the average yards per rush, is number one in the league. We only average 2.6, teams only average 2.6 yards against us. So Ravens love running the ball. We can stop it. It's like an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. What's going to happen? And I think we have one of the best interior defensive line duos in the league with Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner. So I think that trench play, especially with the nicked up Ravens offensive line, those two defensive tackles could really help set us apart. Another thing I'm looking at, obviously, is Gardner Minshew. I know that we're missing our starting quarterback, but when I watched the Colts passing game against the Texans, I thought to myself, okay, you know, I think Richardson's better for this team long term, and maybe as the season progresses, as Richardson gets more reps in, he's going to be the better passer. But right now, Gardner Minshew's a better passer than Anthony Richardson is. Now, it's debatable on which one can make the bigger plays and the more dynamic plays. I get that 100%. But watching Gardner Minshew make veteran throws, spreading the ball all around the field against Houston, makes me believe that we're not losing a lot. I know we're losing Richardson for this game, but we're not losing a lot of production from the quarterback position. Minshew knows this offense. He knows Shane Steichen, who, by the way, is a key part of this game. He coached a heck of a football game against the Houston Texans. He's a very solid head coach in his first two games, and he could be the X factor with his play calling with Gardner Minshew. I don't see the drop off being significant from Richardson to Minshew. So when I factor all these things in, and knowing that we quite possibly have the best backup quarterback in the NFL, I think the Colts have a chance in this game. I really do. And I think it's going to be a sloppy game. You look at the weather forecast over there, and it's going to be a rainy game. It might, unless, you know, the weather changes a lot, but it's supposed to be a rainy game. And when games like that get sloppy, it's who can take care of the football, who can run the ball better. And we just talked about our defensive line and ultimately who's going to make the less mistakes. So while the Colts are underdogs heading into this game, I don't quite think this game is going to be a bloodbath like some people are predicting. Let me know what you think in the comments. We're on the path to 2,000 subscribers. We're getting close. So if you can be part of that journey, that would mean so much. Guys, I appreciate you watching our show. And until next time, I hope you guys have a great day.